We received many emails about our two-part conversation on America's role in the world with Neil Ferguson and Walter Russell Mead, and many of you were unhappy. Mark Rupert of Syracuse, New York wrote, "This was a remarkably one-sided discussion, with Mr. Ferguson, a renowned apologist for Anglo-American imperial power, being openly contemptuous of critics of capitalist globalization and the Anglo-American imperial project, and Mr. Mead describing America's virtuous global project as if these terms went together as a matter of course. From this discussion, resembling more of a pro-imperial chorus singing in harmony than a real dialogue across significant differences, listeners might reasonably conclude that there are no serious grounds for skepticism or critique of American global power. Yet we know that most of the world's people somehow fail to grasp the benevolence of U.S. power, which these writers so clearly take for granted." Listener Steve Overall agreed. Where was the other side in this debate to argue that U.S. imperialism, the activity of establishing and maintaining empire, is, dare I say it, deeply undemocratic, unjust, exploitative, and just plain wrong, absent, not present or presented, not even thinkable? And Eric Reagan of Brattleboro, Vermont, objected to Neil Ferguson's reference to the dear old anti-globalization people. "Please characterize us simply as what we are, fair tradists, and realize that the anti-globalist term is politically calculated to make people such as myself appear backwards, naive, and isolationist, when, in fact, I am forward-looking with an ideology which has an aim of truly making all the nations of the world prosperous, as opposed to pretending to do that for the enrichment of a few individuals in the world." Bob Epstein just didn't like the tone of the conversation. "The content was interesting and important, but you seem to be adopting the combat style of commercial cable networks. We do not need another crossfire on NPR. The essence of what you do so well is reasoned presentation of positions, not seeing who can outshout the other." Finally, a letter on our conversation with biographer Ron Chernow about founding father Alexander Hamilton. I asked Chernow whether Hamilton would feel at home on Wall Street today. Arthur Klein in New York wrote, "The fact is that he has been there for the past 200 years, buried alongside Trinity Church at Broadway and Wall Street, a short distance from the New York Stock Exchange and the statue of George Washington in front of Federal Hall. He's only a few steps from Robert Fulton. You might want to see his grave sometime when you're in New York." Write to us. Our email address is WESUN, WESUN, @npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.